بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: المؤذنون أطول الناس أعناقا يوم القيامة. رواه مسلم. We continue the chapter of the virtues of Adhan. In this hadith reported by Sayyidina Muawiyah رضي الله تعالى عنه, he says that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that the muazzins, those who call out the adhan, they will have the longest necks of all the people on the day of Qiyamah. The meaning of this hadith is, as many scholars have explained, on the day of Qiyamah, we know the condition, the horrifying condition of Qiyamah, where people will be perspiring profusely due to their evil deeds, and every person will be concerned about himself. لِكُلِّ يَوْمٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. On the day of Qiyamah, every person will be worried and concerned and overwhelmed by his own worries and concerns and deeds. He has to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person won't look at his own parents, his own children, his own wife. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of the entire mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make the muazzins, those who call out the adhan, the da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness, the tawheed, calling the people to salah, they will be remarkably kept in a very, very great position. In other words, they will be outstanding. From amongst all the people, they will be outstanding. Every person will be able to see these with the muazzins. So they will have the longest necks. Longest necks does not mean in this hadith that they will not look nice, they will look ugly. No. They will look very nice, and here atwalun nas refers to they'll be outstanding. Every person will be able to see them. Why? They made sacrifices. They used to call out the adhan 5 times a day. It's easy perhaps for us to give adhan in times of zuhur, asr, maghrib, or isha, fajr time. On time the muazzin is giving adhan in various places in the world. Not a second he's late. They made sacrifices. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor them on the day of Qiyamah. And they will be given this type of respect, that people will then look at the muazzins. They will be standing with high necks and they will be outstanding. Every person will be able to see them. And there are many other meanings attached to this, but this is a simple meaning for us to understand, that the muazzins will be given preference and be given an outstanding position on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala also give us tawfiq to call it the adhan. It is a very, very sacred duty that the muazzins are doing. On Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman bin Abi Sa'sa'ata rahmatullahi alayhi, anna Aba Sa'idin al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu qal lahu, إني أراك تحب الغنم والبادية فإذا كنت في غنمك أو باديتك أو في باديتك فأذنت للصلاة فارفع صوتك بالنداء فإنه لا يسمع مدى صوت المؤذن جن ولا إنس ولا شيء إلا شهد له يوم القيامة. قال أبو سعيد: سمعته من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رواه البخاري. عبد الله بن عبد الرحمن with Abi Sa'sa'ah rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that the Sahabi Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu said to him, he said, I see that you love sheep and you love the desert land. So when you are amongst your sheep or in the desert land, in other words, in the remote areas, in the jungles, in the mountains, and when you call out the adhan for salah, then raise your voice. Every jinn, human, or anything within the range that hears the voice of the muazzin will testify in his favor on the day of Qiyamah. Abu Sa'id radiyallahu anhu then says that I heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, sometimes we go somewhere to the mountain tops, or we go to some area far away from the city, and we are giving adhan for salah. So in other words, when we're reading salah, we should read with jama'at, and we should call out the adhan. And obviously we're not disturbing any person there, but give the adhan in a loud way, in a loud tone, because when you're going to give the adhan, then as far as your adhan reaches, the sound reaches, all those jinn that are in that area, all the human beings in that area, all those animals, those trees, whatever the creation of Allah Ta'ala is in that area, On the day of Qiyamah, they will bear witness for you on your behalf. And this is such a great testimony that they will be giving on your behalf on the day of Qiyamah. Great virtue that a person, azan is being heard by so many people, and the person now will be on the day of Qiyamah, the creation of Allah Ta'ala who heard the azan, and they will then bear testimony on behalf of this person, and therefore he will be greatly rewarded. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal of this also. And also, this also highlights the importance that when you go on a journey, then we should call out the adhan, give iqamah, and perform our salah with jama'ah wherever we are. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allahumma bihamdika nashkuruka.